Sometimes these discussions get lost in personalities, get lost in partisan, polarized politics, especially right now, where some portions of cable news, try to use an incident like this in the wrong ways, and we sort of miss the larger cultural discussion, the larger discussion. And I think that, you know, if there's one thing the president can't stand, it is the inability, he thinks, of this modern media to have a mature discussion on race.
Right.
Look, you watch, and Tamron, you and I have watched probably all week, you know, not all parts of cable television, and I'm not referring to our channel, I'm talking all parts of the political discussion hasn't been very mature on this topic.
Right.
And I think this was a case of the president saying, hey, let me try to lift it up.
Yeah.
Shut up, dude. You're being totally immature.
The defense literally invoked the same justification for the killing of Trayvon Martin that you would during lynching. And basically said George Zimmerman was protecting not just himself, but white womanhood.
I'll just tell you one thing, and I'm speaking now for all white people, but especially people who have tried to change the last 50 or 60 years. And a lot of them have really tried to change. And I'm sorry for this stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Your three boys have hit the American trifecta of privilege.
True.
They are white, straight males.
Yeah.
You know how you felt on 9/11? Yeah, that's how we feel when it comes to race.
And I said to him, sir, your friend just murdered an unarmed young man.
There is this sense of alienation from the state that compounds the sense of agony.
I often think that racism and racial hierarchy specifically is like the oxygen that we breathe in this country. And some people have worked up a better metabolism for not kind of exhaling it.
Right.
But in fact, that muscle's really been failed to exercise.
If they had decided that they could see Trayvon Martin as a child and as a victim, and if that cultural gap could have been bridged.
And I think that one of the issues that the prosecution really, really failed to address in this case was the potential fear that Trayvon Martin, who is, after all, a 17-year-old kid, might have felt being followed by a stranger.
More on this. I want to take us back in time a little bit, because I want to ask what the murder of Emmett Till teaches us about the killing of Trayvon Martin.
I'm not talking about the evidence. I'm talking about George Zimmerman's implicit bias.
And the alienation from the state, especially ironic in light of the fact that the ostensible or putative head of that state is a black man, and the head of the justice system is another black man. And yet we know now that that symbolic representation of our enormous progress, undeniable, is also juxtaposed to another undeniable reality, that the system, Robin Kelly makes this argument in his brilliant piece in Counterpunch. He said, it's not that the system failed us. He said the system worked just as it's supposed to work, because the system has been rigged against us from the very beginning.
I'm a sexual assault survivor, and yet the relief I felt at my 20-week ultrasound when they told me it was a girl. And last night I thought, I live in a country that makes me wish my sons away. Wish that they don't exist, because it's not safe.
Look, you watch, and Tamron, you and I have watched probably all week, you know, not all parts of cable television, and I'm not referring to our channel, I'm talking all parts of the political discussion hasn't been very mature on this topic.
Right.
Shut up, dude. You're being totally immature.